Hello and welcome back to the Sociology A-Level podcast. And in this episode, we're going to take a bit of an overview look at different sources of data. So sociologists use a number of different methods in order to collect data. Some of this we've talked about in previous episodes, and some of this we'll talk about in future episodes. So sociologists use, as we said, a number of different methods to collect data. And these methods will be influenced by different factors, including the theoretical inclination of the researcher. And that could potentially be something called positivists or interpretivists. And some methods collecting quantitative data, while others include collecting qualitative data. And all methods have strengths and weaknesses that you need to be aware of. Now, when examining the strengths and weaknesses of different research methods, it's useful to take into account issues of practicality, how easy it is to get the data, ethics, reliability of the data, validity of the data, examples, representativeness of the data, and also any theoretical considerations there are. Now, there's something called the Hawthorne effect that can potentially impact the results of most types of research. Once people know that they are being observed, they might alter their behavior as a way of pleasing the researcher. For example, by not telling the truth on a questionnaire. So they might have a certain feeling, but they might not answer correctly, and that will skew the data. You need to be aware of this Hawthorne effect when you're analyzing data. So remember, so there are some key factors that influence data collection methods. First of all, you've got the theoretical inclination of the researchers. So are they positivists or they are interpretivists? And also the types of data you need. Do you need quantitative data or qualitative data? Now remember, it's the Hawthorne effect that can potentially impact the results of most types of research. And what the Hawthorne effect says is that once people are being observed, they might alter their behavior as a way to please the researcher, for example, by not telling the truth on questionnaire or changing the way they do certain things. And that is all we're going to look at in today's episode. Join us again next time, where we're going to look at some more sources of data and how the advantages and disadvantages of those. I'll see you then. If this episode has got you in the mood for more revision, then head over to senecalearning.com, where you can revise all of your A-level subjects absolutely free. And if you're on Apple Podcasts or Anchor, then you will find a link in the bio. But if not, just type in senecalearning.com and you'll find us. While you're at it, if you could rate us 5 stars and subscribe or follow to all of our revised podcasts, which cover every subject you need, then that will help other people to find our podcasts.